Oh boy.
Yeah, get ready for something. This way, Stephen and Chip can listen in to us. We can just talk about Doctor Who. See?
Yeah. I really enjoyed Dark Water because I had a wholly different view of the show, and I enjoyed hearing the things I didn't get out myself. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
I'm two episodes behind in Doctor Who. So
all right.
No spoilers.
We will not speak of it.
I have a friend who would insist that if you say it's good, that is a spoiler. I think he's incorrect. He's like, isn't knowing whether something's good or not a spoil?
Spoiler alert, some Doctor Who fans liked it. Others did not.
Oh my god, spoiled.
Yeah. So it's controversial? Well, now why would I even bother watching it?
Excuse me, that was good.
I'll just kill myself.
It's all about intonation. It's how you say it. If you say it in a way that implies a major character dies, and you're like, I know which character you're talking about. Damn it.
A major character dies? God damn it.
What? A major, minor, or no character dies.
Yes. That character was Napoleon. I don't know. Let's do this.
What are we doing?
An episode. Recording.
I've actually been recording for 5 minutes.
Oh, I'm recording. Okay.
Me too.
Let me record. Wait, we're doing recordings here. Hold on.
We are doing recordings. This is one of those ones that's recorded.
I'm not sure.
Let's get it together.
How prepared I am for this episode.
Then you'll fit right in with the rest of us.
Yeah, it seemed like
I don't know. I've been cramming, you guys.
Yeah, see?
I've been cramming, too. I have this giant... I have a page of just links that I'm just going to dump on Jason.
That works.
Put every single one of these links in the show notes.
I only have three.
I started with a page of link, and I culled it. I've edited it down.
I have so many pages of notes.
Let me just wait. I'm basically prepared that any situation with Jason could turn into a draft. Like, at any time.
We should get going.
His children
live
in constant fear of drafts. What do you want for breakfast? Oh, Cheerios has been taken.
Yeah, that's right. We have a cereal draft.
It's a snake
draft. Let me just ask you a question. Jason, you have a finite number of children, right?
I do.
Yeah. Were they born in an order?
They were.
Okay. Just checking.
I was going to say after having just had Halloween, we could have very easily dumped all of the Halloween spoils on the table and proceeded to have a candy draft. Actually, I'm really regretting that we didn't do that.
No, I was really hoping that you saved most of this for the internet, but the idea that you subject your family to it is troubling.
I agree.
I find it adorable.
It would be kind of fun.
I'm sure the kids find it
adorable. There were kids. We went over to a friend's house on Halloween night while the kids were roaming around the neighborhood, as the kids would come back, these two kids came back with these bags that must have had like 15 pounds of candy in them. I don't know, really. And it was hilarious because they both sat down on the floor in this living room on the hardwood floor and took all the candy and formed piles of all the different kinds of candy. And they're like, if you like Almond Joy, the pile's over there. Just help yourself. It was really kind of nice, but it was also funny. They were compulsively organizing their candy.
I should have taken a picture of my daughter did to the candy. She brought her candy home. She brought it to the living room floor and she sorted it into piles. And I really should have taken a picture because she had sorted it into piles based on criteria that just you could have studied for centuries. Like, what is it that makes and the thing is, I looked at the piles and they made intuitive sense, but I couldn't figure out what it was. Like, it wasn't color coded. It wasn't like, so you could say, well, these are mostly chocolates. They're like, this is the non-chocolate toffee pile, only for the heart. It was like 70 piles. And I really should have taken a picture, but I need to clean the candy up because the room was a mess. So that's why instead of taking a picture, I cleaned it up.
I enjoyed Halloween very much this year because we have a trick-or-treat street near us where the entire street goes nuts, you know, like they do in some parts of some towns. And it's really wonderful, really neat. And they really upped the adult beverage quotient this year, like really about five times as much as last year. So I got kind of sozzled walking up and down the street. People kept handing me liquor. Hey, oh, that's great, kids. You go, all right, I'll see you in a minute. Daddy's
people
got
people just drink. Hand you liquor where you live?
It was great. It was great. Yeah, it's a hot buttered rum.
Do you live people in New
Orleans.
The Old West.
I live in Seattle. Hot buttered rum house.
The Old West.
The water is filled with germs. Alcohol is the only thing that's safe to drink.
The house that serves the hot buttered rum, they bought the house and the sellers are like, okay, so you're the hot buttered rum station on a Trick or Treat Street. They're like, what? Like, you, here's the recipe and you guys make hot buttered rum. And they're like, okay.
They have a hot buttered rum easement on that house.
Yeah, exactly. It's part of the canteen.
I think Glenn is making this all up.
No, and so they said, I ran into them a few weeks ago and they said, well, last year we gave out 800 cups worth of it. So we're making 1,200 cups worth this year.
Good God.
It was great. It was really delicious. Hot buttered rum.
I would not buy that house.
I was looking
forward to this episode because webcomics is such a long thing that no matter, like, if we talk for 6 hours, we're still going to get, like, hundreds of emails.
I can't believe you didn't mention this other obscure thing. Yeah.
A list of all webcomics that we can just, like, from Wikipedia
lists are so long, I couldn't even go through the lists. I found three or four different lists of items.
Let's get it going.
I have a web ring. Will that help?
We'll get going and we'll talk about it. Everybody's recording?
Yeah.
I remember.
Yeah, I've got all this. This is gold.
Oh, this is gold. It is. This is totally gold for the bonus track.
You know, nobody mentioned the oatmeal. Poor oatmeal.
Oh, I was thinking about that and I forgot to write it down.
Basic Instructions deserve to mention, though. No, we didn't get that one either. That's a shame.
Oh, I love Basic Instructions. We'll have to do another episode. Basic Instructions is great.
Yeah.
These are all things where people are going to write into us about because...
We'll do another episode.
Are you going to build a list on the page where you're just like, I'm eventually going to list all British shows ever or shows that have been mistaken for British?
I can't believe you didn't mention the news update at 7.
This page is going to be filled entirely with the links that I sent Jason, because rather than just saying, hey, by the way, here's Penny Arcade, I like listed exhaustively. These are funny iterations of this strip. Here's the funniest dinosaur comic strip, which I already sent.
I need to send Jason 7 emails that say the Red Green Show is missing from his list of British.
Thank you.
John didn't do any research.
How dare you, sir?
Canadian. What are you talking about?
I've never seen the Red Green Show. I'm not that old.
It's Canadian.
I love the Red Green Show. I used to watch Red Green Show all the time.
John is the kind of friend who gives you a book of comics to read, but he's got post-it notes on all the good ones.
Someone's not going to read, like, they're not going to read the entirity of Penny Arcade. Script, but, like, you know, read these three. If you don't find these three Perry Bible Fellowship things funny, don't read the rest, because this is the prime stuff.
Yeah. I like the oatmeal. He let me handle $220,000 in cash once. Yeah. It was very nice of him. It's true. Remember when he did the bear?
That may be the most Glenn story yet.
Yeah. It was great.
He's Glenning currency now? I held that money once.
Glenn, if you explain the story only gets worse if you explain it. Right now it's great. Let it go.
The fundraiser, he had that lawyer who went after him because he had... I called him up and I said, can I come down and see the money for Boing Boing? And he said, sure. And I come down, he had a buddy who was packing, this big guy, very nice guy, is packing, and they'd picked up the money. And he's like, want to help me lay it out? I'm like, of course, I'd love to hold $220,000 worth of cash. And hung out and took photos. It was great. When you see that much money, like actual currency in one place, it loses any sense of reality beyond the sense of reality. It's like $220,000.
Okay, if I see $220 in one place, it loses all meaning for me.
I usually handle like between $5,000 and $10,000 for a job, and it's like, but yeah, that's several order of magnitude above that. So
wait. What job was this? Now that you do have to explain.
Drug mule.
I mean, I worked in. It's not an exciting story, but I'll explain. I'll tell you. In fact, you live in Newton. I used to work in construction. No, I worked at Newtonville Camera. And people would frequently come in and buy a ton of digital video equipment, and they would pay cash for reasons that might get complicated for legalistically. But I will tell you, not at that camera store necessarily, but a common practice in New York style camera stores is you go in and pay cash and you don't pay sales tax.
Is that like New York style delis? Is that New York style camera store?
That is a thing. Trust me.
All right. So is this like code for organized crime? Is this what you're saying?
No, it's mom and
it's
pop.
New York style
tax evasion.
I'm just saying, if you're paying sales tax on a mom and pop place, you're getting ripped off. No,
well, it's like my favorite restaurant in the North End that doesn't have a bathroom. And yeah, health codes lose all meaning in the North End.
What do you need a bathroom for, kid? You know.
Also, only takes cash.
What are you, the king?
I think my favorite title suggestion, by the way, is Authentic Cop Mustache.
Sorry. Sorry for talking.
And that's just Tony's little side story. Amazing. Well, thank you, everybody.
I stared for about 30 seconds until my friend said, is that cop carrying an axe? Then I was confused.
Should have been more scared when he said he's a cop carrying an axe.
Maybe he was a cop, and somebody said, if you carry an axe, people will think that you're axe cop,
right?
Like nerd relations.
More respect that way.
Yeah,
oh, that's good.
It's really easy for him to cosplay because he just brings an axe.
The Seattle police at the big marijuana festival several months ago, they gave out branded Doritos. They handed out Doritos with some information about, you know,
I remember reading
leasing
about
on
that.
It. It was great. It was very smart.
Wow.
It's Washington State, man.
Yeah, seriously. Well, this episode will be either this weekend or next weekend. I haven't decided yet because I've still got that one extra episode to play with. Woo!
Exciting.
It's nice to have that one in the... If I didn't have the one in the bag, I would freak the hell out.
Yeah, that's well, welcome to my world.
Yeah, I know. I don't like your world. I don't want to be in that world. That world is too nervous.
Neither do I at this point. I have to leave for a week at the end of the month. Yeah. I still haven't figured out how we're going to make that work.
Yikes.
Time dilation.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I need a TARDIS.